Donna, let's go to you. We're going to go to you with our second story. This is coming out of the Commercial Observer. Now, what we're looking for is we're looking for sort of a take on the Wynwood area, and that's what the story's about. You may or may not be an expert in foreclosure, but you are an expert in sort of what goes on in and around Miami, and especially downtown Miami. So we're looking for that kind of take as to whether or not this kind of makes sense. So headline, lender sells foreclosed Wynwood site for $26 million. First couple graphs. Gamma Real Estate sold a foreclosed development site in Miami's Wynwood district for $26 million. Property records show the New York-based seller gained control of the one-acre assemblage at 2825 Northwest 2nd Avenue last year through a foreclosure auction after the New York-based owner, The Collective, went bankrupt. In 2019, Gamma had lent the now-defunct co-living company $23 million for a mixed-use property. And in 2021, Miami's Urban Development Review Board approved the 12-story development site for the location, but it never broke ground. The approved plans included 180 residential units, 70 hotel rooms, 9,500 square feet of ground floor retail space. Jonathan K. Kelko, president of Gamma Real Estate, declined to reveal the buyer, known in records only as 2825 Wynwood Holdings, but did divulge that it's a sophisticated institutional investor already active in Florida. So Donna, my question to you is, can you lay out for the audience Wynwood? What's it like? What was it? Where it's going? And how the hell do you buy a piece of dirt in Wynwood and ultimately go bankrupt on it and be forced to sell it through foreclosure? Does that kind of make sense, or is there maybe something missing from the story? So what's your take on it, Donna?
I mean, Wynwood has been exploding for years. I would say about 15 years ago, it would be utterly unrecognizable to any of the folks that are like going down Northeast 2nd Avenue now. You know, with like all the restaurants and all the bars. And I mean, my God, I popped in for a drink and it was $17. I'm like, I'm good. Thanks. So it was like a Red Bull, please. It was $17. So no, but the property, like, it's just, it's been steadily increasing, just like exploding. It reminds me a lot of downtown Los Angeles, like 10 years ago, which was the arts district. I should mention that. Wynwood is the arts district of Miami. And so you see like tons of murals and like just like really awesome, funky, like groovy art everywhere. But it's wholly different than it was even a few years ago, because you just have like the little businesses, they just can't keep up. And so they're getting bought out. And I mean, this is just happening all the time. It didn't surprise me to see those numbers, but like, you know, it used to be this one, like you didn't see high rises in Wynwood. It wasn't like that. And it's totally different now. Like, I mean, you could just go a few months and be like, what block am I on?
Great point.
And you know, foreclosure, that doesn't surprise me at all. I mean, like this great little shop that I used to go to, they had to close down because their rent went from like $2,000 a month to like $10,000. And they're like, yeah. And you just can't. That's not for everybody. So it's wholly changing the scope of the entire area.
And talking about changing the whole scope of the area, Donna, there's a lot written during the pandemic about New Yorkers and Californians moving over to Miami and trying to adjust and trying to sort of settle in. Real estate is so cheap in Miami. That's why they're all sort of buying. You spent time in, you lived in Los Angeles. You wrote for the publications out in Los Angeles. Can you kind of give us some context? A, how long have you been here? And B, what was the transition like? And are we going to see these Californians who are supposedly down here right now showing off? Are they going to stick around? Does South Florida and does Miami offer everything Californians want? Or do you think it was like a short-term blip?
So I lived in Los Angeles for 20 years and I lived all over. And my last neighborhood was in the Arts District in downtown LA. And we got our condo for like $430,000 in 2013. And a few years later, it was worth 1.4. I mean, it was insane. And that's what you can see happening here and all over. I mean, I know that property in Los Angeles is still like outrageously expensive, but I mean, Miami is off the chain. Like it's just completely, it's forever. I snuck in like a ninja to get this place. I don't even know. I bought my condo for like $215 a few years ago, and now it's I don't know if people left California to come here that they're going to find a lot more money in their wallets at all. I don't see that happening. Go ahead.
No, I was saying that's interesting because all we keep hearing about how Californians are coming out here. Mayor Francis Suarez city of Miami. He's out there promoting people relocating from San Francisco, relocating from California, relocating from Denver and moving to Miami. As somebody from the West Coast, well, you're not originally from the West Coast, but somebody who spent 20 plus years on the West Coast coming here, is there that much of a discount? Is that much of an attraction? Or is this a little bit too much spin going on by the convention and visitor bureau types who are trying to make Miami into something that maybe it's really not?
I mean, also think about, you're talking about San Francisco, which used to be what, the highest, like, you know, the highest rates like anywhere in the country. And now now we're talking about Miami, like, you know, being neck and neck there. So, I don't know where all of this is coming from. But I mean, if you actually sit down and look at the prices of like, you know, what single family houses are in, like, say, Burbank, you know, California, compared to like here, they're neck and neck. I mean, the ocean's nicer here. Like, it's warmer. There's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of things that are amazing about Miami and there's a lot of things that are amazing about LA. But I don't think anybody's bragging to their West Coast, you know, former neighbors about what a great break in price they got by moving to Miami. Not in the last few years. There's no way.
And then just to wrap it up, you mentioned $17 for a drink in Wynwood. How much would that vodka and Red Bull have cost in Los Angeles?
Well, again, that's neighborhood dependent. I mean, if you went to the kind of dive bars that I like to go to, you know, it'd be like $8. But I mean, if you went to West Hollywood, which is a really nice area, you know, of Los Angeles, here, you know, those prices exist. But it's always neighborhood dependent.
Got it. Well, that's great insight.